Nove Yerushalmi corresponding to Nove Babli, Daf Tes Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes on the base at the Mishnah, that's Halacha Yud. Harini Nove Kishiheli Ben Menove Meir Yoim Nodeli at Shivim Yoim Vayasid Klum. One said, I'll be a Nove when I have a son, and I'm a Nove for 100 days, and he had a son within 70 days of saying this. He does not lose any of the days counted. After finishing shaving for his son's nazirus, he completes the days remaining for his own nazirus. La'acha shivim seiser shivim she'ein tichlachas pachas melamed yom. If he had a son after 70 days, he cancels the excess above 70, since tichlachas, the shaving, cannot be on less than 30 days growth of hair. Completing his nazirus for his son, he must count another 30 days in order to shave for his nazirus. Effectively, only 70 days before the birth counted for his nazirus. The Gemara says, "Chita shebesoif hayom oyle leikukulay chelas hayom mau shiyar leikukulay." The Gemara asks that obviously the end of the day on which his son was born, and he observed nazirus of his son from then until the end of the day, counts like the entire day. Does the beginning of the day count like the entire day for his own nazirus? Do we not learn from our Mishnah? If he had a son after 70 days, he cancels the excess above 70. If it's not even on day 71, the excess above 70 is part of that day before the birth. This teaches that the beginning of the day counts like the entire day. If the son was born on day 80, he cancels 10 days. If he was born on day 90, he cancels 20 days. Hishlim shesei nazirus benoi uval hashlim nazirusai nitma b'sich asor yomim harishonim seisei hapol. When the son was born on day 90 and he finished nazirus benoi and comes to complete his nazirus, if he became tamei within the first 10 days, he cancels everything for his nazirus because it was within the 100 days that he counted for it. B'sich chof yomim achroinim Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Cheyun Amin, Seise Lamed, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Eina Seise Ela Shiva. If he became tummy in the last 20 days, that he must observe after 100 in order to shave 30 days growth of hair, Rabbi Abba quoting Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, both of them say that he cancels 30 after Tiglachas Tumma, he has to observe after 30 for Tiglachas Tara, Rabbi Shmuel says he cancels only 7. Shmuel Baba, Bar Koimi Rabbi Yasser, Mizva Salva Rabbi Yochanan, Stirus Tar, the Stirus Mamash. Shmuel Ba'Abba said in front of Rabbi Yasser, does Rabbi Yochanan hold that Stirus Tar, which is after completing the days he vowed, during extra days he must count in order to shave 30 days of hair, is it proper Stira? And Rabbi Zera, in Yisba Rabbi Yochanan, Stirus Tar, the Stirus Mamash, Zera answered, yes, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Stirus Tar is like proper stira. Amali lameima seise leshleshim yom v'yisda kol. If he became tummy in the last 20 days, why does the Yochanan say that he cancels 30 if he cancels everything? Amali avin v'achia kaimi v'yizema tipote shiseshe nitma v'yoyim shiseshe v'oi l'havikorban. The avin v'achia said in front of v'yizema that it's as if he became tummy on a day when it's proper to be bringing a korban, meaning day 101 after finishing the days he vowed. And later, Chacham will say that this cancels only 30 days. Ya'ad smacha she'nitma she'say b'layla ha'yeinu roi lavi korban. Well, think about it. If he became tummy at night, it's not proper to bring a korban then. Bohu layla, roi'ahu layla hu shigoran. The answer is, no, it's proper to bring a korban at any time after 100. If the nighttime causes it, you cannot offer it right now. Think about it, if he became tummy on Shabbos, it's not proper to bring a korban then. Why Shabbos he shigrama? The answer is it's proper, just Shabbos causes that he cannot offer it now. You ask if he finished his nazirus and was not megaleach before his son was born on Shabbos, he's not proper to bring a korban. It should be as if he was born before he finished his nazirus. Roy Shabbos he shagama answers it's proper to bring a korban then, it's just Shabbos causes that we cannot offer it now. If he finished his nezirus and was not megaleich before the son was born, he's megaleich one for both nezirus. If rish kavanosa v'le hispik megaleich hachinoila the ben, amon amen megaleich tiglachas achas al shtehen. If he separated his kavanos and was not megaleich before the son was born, there in Babel they say that he's megaleich once for both. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Megaleich V'Chayiv Megaleich. Rabbi Yochanan says he's Megaleich, and then he returns and he's Megaleich again. Nisa Pliga of Rabbi Yochanan, Charles Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Rabbi Shehai Nozir, Rabbi Tzayra, Maru Shigaleich Tiglachas Achas, V'Tal Le'Nazir Usay, Rabbi Tzara'asay. Umar asked against Rabbi Yochanan, from the Baisa, they asked Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, if one was a Nozir and Rabbi Tzayra, may he shave once, they will count for his Nazirs and his Tzara'as. Aber Lahen, Shimon answered that if a nazir shaved in order to remove the hair, and a mitzvah shaved in order to remove the hair, then you'd be correct. However, a nazir shaves to remove hair, and a mitzvah shaves to grow hair, means in order to be able to shave again, and therefore one shaving cannot count for both. They asked Rabbi Shimon, well, the shaving of Yemei Gomoi, which is when the Tzara'as went away, should not count for Tiglachas Nazir, since it's to grow hair. But the shaving of Yemei Sifrei, which is the second time Yemei shaves, 6 days after the first shaving, should count for Tiglachas Nazir, since both of them shave to remove hair. If you say Amalahen, Iluzet, Regaleach, the play, לפני זיק הסדומים, זה מגלך לפי זיק הסדומים, יופי יישא עימה. אלא שהנור זה מגלך לאחר זיק הסדומים, המצוי מגלך לפני זיק הסדומים. ושמעון אנסה זה לפי נור זה שייבת בפור זיק הסדום, או פיס קרבונס, אלא מצוי הוא שייבת בפור זיק הסדום, then you'd say properly. However, נור זה שייבת after זיק הסדום, אלא מצוי הוא שייבת בפור זיק הסדום. For one shaving cannot count for both. Amuloi, you should say now, Afanu Oimim Le Tale Le Taho, Tale Le Tome. They asked Rabbi Shimon, well, even we say that Tiglachas Yemei Sifroi should not count for Tiglachas Nozir Taho, but it should count for Tiglachas Nozir Tome, because both of them are before Zikas Dam. Abrahen, Ilizim Megalech Lef Nebi Yasamayim, Zim Megalech Lef Nebi Yasamayim, Yafa Yisa Oimim. Elashan Nozir Megalech Lacha Bi Yasamayim, Muhammad Sayyim Megalech Lefnei Bi Yasamayim. Rishman answered, well, if another Tommy shaves before Tevila, and Mitzvah after Yemei Sifroi shaves before Tevila, he would say directly. However, another shaves after Tevila, and Mitzvah shaves before Tevila. Amulai, Tikkun Adav, Leisale Lo Yemei Gomoi, Leisale Lo Yemei Sifroi, Leisale Lo Letaher, Leisale Lo Letamei, Harisha Haya Nozim, and Mitzvah, Avim Haya Nozim, Megaleach, Tiglachas Achas, Amshtehen. Rabbi said, or well, established the matter as follows, that if Tiglachas Yemei Gomoi does not count for Tiglachas Nozir, and Tiglachas Yemei Sifroi does not count, not for a Nozir Tohor and not for a Tamei, this is all for a Nozir Metzeira. However, if he was a Nozir and a Nozir, one Tiglachas should count for both of them because they're the same. Ma Avila Rabbi Yochanan Patala. How does Rabbi Yochanan answer this? Halukin Hein Al Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. He holds that the other Tanayim disagree with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And the Lach, Perek, Harei Ni Nozir.